Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mets postgame show, WCBS Mets Radio Network. A 3-2 loss for the Mets in Buffalo tonight against the Blue Jays, as the Mets dropped the second of a three-game series after an 18-1 beatdown of Toronto last night. Mets couldn't capitalize tonight against Robbie Ray, the left-hander with an ERA of 7.5. Now, Ray's a former All-Star, a guy who has had more than 200 strikeouts in a few different seasons, but tonight, Robbie Ray, despite his struggles this year, was back on track. He worked a 1-2-3 top of the first and second. Seth Lugo, making his fourth start, did the same in the bottom of the first and the bottom of the second. So six up, six down on each side, quickly sending this game to the third. That's when the Mets had their first chance to score. Wilson Ramos walked with one out. Ahmed Rosario banged a base hit, so the Mets had two on. Jeff McNeil flied out, but J.D. Davis looked like he would get a base hit and an RBI, if not for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in left field. 1-2 on Davis. Pitch. Davis hits it toward left center field. Moving in for it is Gurriel, diving forward, and Gurriel makes the catch. He saves a run, at least one, by diving ahead in shallow left center field and taking a base hit away from J.D. Davis. Lourdes Gurriel with a good play there in left center field to Rob Davis, keeping Ramos away from scoring. And who knows, if that ball bounces by him, maybe Rosario could have scored too. So that was a big play, especially in what turned out to be a one-run game. Gurriel robbing Davis back in the third. So it was still scoreless. Lugo allowed a two-out base hit to Joe Panic in the bottom of the third, but struck out Kevin Biggio. Lugo fanned four in the first three innings tonight, and the Mets would give him a lead in the top of the fourth. Michael Conforto led off with a base hit, took second on an error in right field by Biggio. Robbie Ray would retire the next two batters, but walked Robinson Cano to bring up Jake Marisnik, who has punished left-handed pitchers this year. Ray, rather, goes from the belt and deals. Marisnik hits it down third and down the line, a fair ball, past Travis Shaw into the corner. Conforto rounds third and scores on his way to third. Cano. Jake Marisnik comes through, slips a double down the third baseline and gives the Mets a 1-0 lead. So Marisnik batting .417 against lefties entering tonight's play, getting the run-scoring double to put the Mets on top. However, Marisnik would later leave the game with right hamstring tightness. The Mets say that he should be okay. We'll see if Marisnik can get back in there tomorrow against the left-hander Hyun-Jin Ryu. Meanwhile, the Mets with a 1-0 lead that would not stick. Seth Lugo allowed a leadoff base hit in the bottom of the fourth to Bo Bichette. It looked like Travis Shaw would have doubled him home had the ball not gotten stuck under the padding of the wall in right center field. Replay review brought Bo Bichette out of the Blue Jay dugout back to third base after he thought he scored on the Shaw double. Instead, he would score on the next batter's base hit. It was Randall Grichuk. Three balls and two strikes. Pitch. Swinging a chopper left side. Coming in to charge it is Davis. Bare hands. Looks to second. Has no play at first. Everybody's safe. Bichette scores. This time for real. It's an RBI infield hit for Grichuk. And it's a 1-1 tie. So three straight hits beginning the fourth inning, tying the game, but Lugo would get out of it in part due to his own defense. Vladimir Guerrero bounced a ball toward the third base side that Lugo backhanded and then took to third base himself, sliding just in time to beat Travis Shaw at third. And after that, Lugo would get Gurriel to line out and then strike out VR to end the fourth. It was 1-1 into the fifth. Robbie Ray worked around a leadoff double by Ahmed Rosario, getting a couple of strikeouts to end the inning. And then Lugo would walk Alejandro Kirk to begin the bottom of the fifth, Kirk making his major league debut. Joe Panik then bounced a base hit to right. So did Kevin Biggio. Half of the Blue Jays hits, maybe even more than that, against Lugo were just balls that bounced through the infield. And those bad bounce base hits against Lugo pinned him in that bottom of the fifth as Toronto loaded the bases with no outs. Bo Bichette then hit a soft liner to first that Dominic Smith handled. Travis Shaw followed that with a sacrifice fly to right, scoring Kirk and giving the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead. Toronto would get another in the third. This time it was rather in the sixth inning as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. doubled to right off the glove of Michael Conforto, putting a man in scoring position right away against Lugo. Gurriel grounded out. That moved Guerrero to third. Lugo came out. Chasen Shreve entered to face Jonathan Villar.
Villar batting right-handed. And Shreve's first pitch, little chopper towards third, into left field, a base hit through the drawn-in infield between Davis at third and Rosario at short. In to score is Guerrero, and holding at first with an RBI single is Jonathan Villar, and the Blue Jays have a 3-1 lead.
So the Blue Jays up by two at that point on Villar's bouncing ball that got through. Then Alejandro Kirk recorded his first big league hit. Later in the inning, Biggio walked to load the bases. Miguel Castro came on, recorded an out on one pitch as Bo Bichette lined out to center. And Castro, in the bottom of the seventh, retired all three batters that he faced with strikeouts. This was certainly the best Miguel Castro looked as a Met tonight as he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. It was in the top of the seventh when the Mets got a little bit closer. Back-to-back singles from Ramos and Rosario got the Mets rolling. McNeil bounced into a fielder's choice. So did J.D. Davis. That one allowed Ramos to score. Really should have been an inning-ending double play, but the shortstop Bichette had a hard time getting a throw off to second. Once he did, Joe Panik mishandled that, trying to get the ball out of his glove. So it was a possible double play that was not turned by the Blue Jays, helping the Mets get a run in that seventh inning. So it was a 3-2 game. That's when Castro went to work in the bottom half of the seventh with his three straight strikeouts. In the top of the eighth, the Mets went down in order against Anthony Bass. Jerry's Familia put up a scoreless inning in the bottom of the eighth, despite a single allowed, a walk, and a couple of stolen bases. Toronto stranding two in that eighth inning and 10 on the night. So the Mets down one in the top of the ninth inning. They would get their leadoff man on. Brandon Nimmo drew a walk against Rafael Dolis, who then fell behind Wilson Ramos 2-0.
Dolis ready. Now the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball to third. Up with it is Shaw. Goes to second. One. Biggio to first. They turn the double play. 5-4-3. Ramos swinging 2-0 there. And with the wildness that Dolis was experiencing, you know, it's a fair thing to wonder whether Ramos should have forced him to throw a strike. Instead, he grounds into the one thing the Mets did not want, the 5-4-3 double play.
Wilson Ramos swinging at ball three on that 2-0 pitch. Really should have let that one go and forced Dolis to throw a strike. He did not. It cost the Mets two outs. And seemed like it could have been the game right there, but Ahmed Rosario found a way on base even though he struck out against Rafael Dolis as Rosario took first on a wild pitch. So the Mets had some new life. They had Jeff McNeil at the plate. McNeil was 0-for-4 tonight but had been red hot lately. So the Mets just needed a ball in the gap to tie the game. Instead, what they got was a pickoff attempt at first and Rosario able to get back safely, so it was called initially on the diamond, but as soon as it happened, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., playing first base, immediately waved to the Blue Jays dugout to force a replay review. So that's what happened, and the umpires on the sixth review of the night would be the sixth and final review.
Sitting and waiting and watching umpires wearing headsets, with the game not so incidentally in the balance. We're going to get our decision here. I'd imagine he's safe. And
oh, he's out.
Oh, my goodness. They could not have seen what we just saw. because it was not conclusive, and that call ends the game and gives the Blue Jays the win.
Certainly did. 3-2 was the final. What we saw in the booth was just the standard replays. Now, SNY did have a super slow-mo enhanced version, and it was a little clearer that Rosario was out. That must have been at something along those lines, what Major League Baseball saw at Chelsea to make the change on the call, overturning it and giving the Mets a 3-2 defeat, an embarrassing way to end the game, certainly.